your opinion, what's the biggest reason for optimism for next year?
I mean, the biggest thing is I think we're confident in the people that we have in the building, from the staff upstairs to the players in the locker room. We understand that we're not that far off, and you know, an addition here or there, in another year in these systems and being together, I think we see ourselves in the playoffs.
Malcolm, what did you learn about Doug Peterson this year?
I mean, you know, this year for me was just fun, just sitting back and watching that development, him as a head coach, and just seeing what his personality was going to be like, what his philosophy would be like, and if he'd be consistent for, you know, the entire season when we hit some adversity. And Doug's been the same person, you know, all year, every day, regardless if we win or lose, the preparation of the week, the attention to detail, his demeanor doesn't change. And I think that kind of, you know, as a team kept us together when things hit the fan a little bit. You know, he never panicked, never once got, you know, too high or too low. And I think that's it kind of carried out through our team. We were able to stick together, obviously, through a couple tough times and, you know, keep fighting.
But just feel differently just because you know who the coach is going to be. You know there's some stability here. I mean, does this feel different, or is 7-9, 7-9?
I mean, it definitely feels different. You know, I feel like last year we were trending in the wrong direction at 7-9, where, you know, now I definitely feel like we're trending up. You know, it makes it a lot different when, you know, you got stability at the head coaching job, you've got stability at the quarterback position, and now you feel like you just got to build around that and, you know, add a few things here or there. You know, hopefully we can have an uneventful offseason for once. But, yeah, I think the feeling is definitely different after this season than years past.
You're one of the few guys in this locker room that's won a Super Bowl.
Yep.
But there's a lot of veterans that have been on this team for a long time that haven't even had a playoff victory. Mm-hmm. I mean, do they express that frustration to you, or do you mean, like, come to you? Like, what do we need to do to get over the top?
No, I mean, I think everybody understands. I mean, even me, I'm fortunate enough to have been to the Super Bowl, been to the playoffs 4 times. But that's not the norm. Most guys will play a whole career and not go to the playoffs and not even get close to a Super Bowl. And it's not easy. It's not easy winning in this league. It's not easy making it to the playoffs and getting to a Super Bowl. And that's why only one team wins it every year. But I think everybody, you know, understands what it takes to win. And especially we talk about late in the year and the positioning, your division, and all of that. I think veterans know what it is, and we're moving in that direction.
It's getting old, packing up right after game
over. Well, you play long enough, you'll pack up eventually. But you know, nobody sets out to be going home. You know, week 17, we work hard all year to make it to the playoffs, to, you know, get in the tournament, but we're falling short. And you know, we'll have to start over and start thinking about next year. But, you know, I think everybody's pretty optimistic and you know, excited to take some time off and then get back and start working on 2017.